Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, we want to welcome Becky Mosier.
Well, good morning, LaVon.
Good morning. This is it's sort of a turnaround here. And people, of course, know your voice in lots of ways, but I don't know that we've ever visited on Backyard and Beyond. Yes, we did too, about the litter.
About the litter just about a month ago.
Hey, we're gonna just get in a pattern here, Becky, and have you visit with us. Well, we want to talk about a class called Creating a Better Life. When does that start and where is it held, Becky?
Okay, the class starts next Thursday. So on Thursday, May 26th, and it is held at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church. And the class starts, the pizza starts at 6:15.
Okay. We're, of course, going to go in more details. That's an interesting title, Creating a Better Life. That could mean many, many things. So give us a bit more about the content, and we'll talk more about that.
Okay. The content is really about facing fears. We all have fears of one kind of another, whether it's beginnings, endings, changing, staying stuck, success, failure, living, dying, being anxious. There's all kinds of fears out there. And so what the class is we're going to talk about facing those fears, and hopefully we're going to give everyone the tools to be able to create a better life.
Okay. Now, Becky, I want to ask you, how did you get this point? I'm not sure that you've ever been an instructor for a class before, and here you are with several other people, and we'll mention them in a minute, teaching or leading, perhaps I should say, rather than teaching. It's more leading, yes. So how did you get to this point?
Okay, well, how I got to this point was a couple years ago, I made a major life change. And so it's kind of scary stepping out there. And a very dear friend of mine gave me a book. And the book is called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And the book was a huge tool of helping me go through a lot of different stages and being strong enough and taking the steps. And so with this book, I have actually given it to several different people to read that I feel that, you know, this would be a good book to teach them how to.
And they had positive reactions saying this being very helpful. And so now you and let's talk about the other folks that kind of want to share the book and the opportunity to have lots of discussion. Who's helping you with this?
Okay, Jerry Neal, who is our minister, and then his wife, Ruth. And so the three of us will be leading the class. And it's been quite a journey that we've been all kind of going through this, but I'm excited. There is fear of leading a class for the first time.
Absolutely. It's kind of like, you know, some people's greatest fear is standing up and speaking in front of a group. Now, I'm not sure there's going to be much standing up here. I think this is going to be the kind of welcoming thing where it's not standing up and giving a speech, but it's still giving that leadership. So give us a kind of a description of how will the class go. You know, you said there's going to be pizza starting at 6:15. So then what happens?
Okay, so then after the pizza at 6:15, we're going to get the class started at 6:45. And let me mention this real quick. There is no cost.
Okay, good.
There's no cost. The pizza is all taken care of, and everyone will receive a book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, and that's at no cost also.
Wow.
So anyway, we will introduce ourselves, hand out the books. We're talking about then doing an introduction of ourselves, and then we will do a breakdown of into like groups of maybe two, three or four, and so that we can kind of get to know each other in smaller groups, and we will help lead the smaller groups of just kind of discussions. And
talking about fear, now some people are hearing this going, well, this sounds interesting, but I don't know. I'm kind of afraid to go to that group and what I'm going to have to say. Am I going to have to say anything?
No, you don't have to say anything at all.
Maybe your name.
Give me your name, and that's all that you have to say. And we will give you a book, and, you know, we're going to be there for you to help whatever you would like us to help you do. Okay.
How often will this group meet?
Our plan right now is that we're going to meet on the last Thursday of each month. So once a month for, we're thinking right now, like maybe four times. So like for 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and for like a couple of hours?
Yes, for a couple hours. Good question, LaVon. Okay, so pizza's at 6:15. The class starts at 6:45. Our plan is to have it all wrapped up 7:45, 8 o'clock each evening.
Okay, so they're going to take the book home. The participants will take the book home, hopefully, and read it through. And I'm envisioning with this title, some people are going to sit down and read the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, and there, I agree, but I also think there might be some that won't read it at all right now, but it'll sit there, and someday they will be ready to read it.
Maybe after some discussion. Mm-hmm. So now, a month apart, that's sort of unusual for this kind of group sessions or meetings. Any plans for in between?
Yes. The group that you will, and you can choose your group, and if you don't know anybody that's there, then we'll put you with the group of three or four. Our plan is to have you exchange phone numbers, and you will contact each other once a week so that you stay in touch and you build a bond with that person.
You might start with a text.
There you go.
I'm just thinking, for some, picking up the phone is, again, that's that first step. And other people, you know, I'm sort of going with that level that people are really uncomfortable with. So you kind of need to feel their way, but mm-hmm. you're going to allow them to do that.
We are going to allow them to do it.
Well, this is what you got to do.
Nope, not at all. Not at all.
Well, and those of you who know Becky will know that it'll be really interesting and fun. And it's a great way to meet some other folks, you know, perhaps make some new friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are correct. And we're opening it up to women. We're inviting women. And honestly, if we have an interest from men that would like to do it too, then we will do a men's class at a later date. But this will only be for women. And so the first class, this first session is open to women of all ages, all fears of anxiety. Because, you know, I didn't always think about anxiety being a fear.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk more, just a little bit more about fear. You know, you said you made a major life change. Maybe some people, that's not what this is happening to them. There are other kinds of fears in people's lives besides, oh, I got to make this big change. Mm.
Correct. You know, it could be even as small as, you know, some people have a fear of like leaving their house or, and I guess that would be a major, major fear, but even of just making any decision, like who do I call this, I need a plumber and who do I call or how am I supposed to even fix this?
And I think if you've moved quite a distance, what about all those the physician, the dentist. I think that kind of it's a big challenge. And some people go, oh, that's okay. But for others, going, I just don't know where to start with that. Mm-hmm. So that could kind of be a fear.
Right. And another thing in the book, it talks about people even thinking about changing jobs and having the fear, do I change this job? And what if I change? Then how is that going to affect me? What if I don't like it? And the one thing is to think about every single thing that you do, you have to think that you're going to learn from it. So I'm going to apply for this different job. I get the job and it doesn't work out. But I learned something from that that's going to help me in my next step.
Does the book relate at all to, I'm thinking as a parent, you have to have a lot, many fears related to your children.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the book directly addresses that, but I'm sure the information would be helpful.
Right, because you can use all of it. And there's a lot of things that honestly talks about. We all have these chatterboxes in our head, and they're like, lots of times they're a negative voice that goes on in our head, and it's changing that negative voice into a positive and thinking positive and that that I do have some power and that I am loved. And it's kind of a self-confidence.
Okay. And those chatterboxes, if there's too many of them going on and it's all the time, pretty stressful and doesn't allow your brain a lot of time to think about some other things.
Correct.
So gotta take care of those chatterboxes and move forward. So again, Becky, let's talk about when, where, and the price.
Okay, so it starts next Thursday on May the 26th, and it is at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church at 401 First Street in Lewis. And so that's when you come off of Highway 6, then you come right into Lewis, and it's right there on the highway, the brick church. We do ask that if you are interested in coming, and we would love to have everyone come, that you do give us a call. And the number is the church number, and so it's 712-769-2549. So that's 712-769-2549. 2549 because we would like to know for how much pizza that we need and the books. And as we said, there is no cost. It's all taken care of.
Should be a wonderful session. And until next time, here's a thought.
Fears can be overcome. Life can be amazing.